Chapter 3. Mourning the loss of a brother was never easy. SEALs, support personnel, and civilians gathered in the back room at Olive Oil's bar to toast the memory of a warrior and to share their grief. Lieutenant Brandon Ramsey was memorialized with words like honor and skill and dedication. Captain Jarrett had choked giving his toast, and a visibly grieving Petty Officer Dane Adams had to be led out after delivering a eulogy so heartfelt that it was hard to hear over the audience's sobs. But when it came time for the men who'd served on that ill-fated mission, the core team, to say goodbye to their brother, they kept it private and took it off the beaten path. Savino chose a bar in Lemon Grove, far enough from base for them to mourn freely. The place was just a few steps up from a dive, and seedy enough that nobody would feel constrained by good behavior.
"Kind of crap that they won't offer a military funeral for the guy, decorated SEAL and all that. He'd have liked the fancy send-off. Bet he'd like being alive even more. Shame that none of his family showed, not even his kid. Sometimes civilians can't handle it. Dude isn't officially declared dead. Chances are they're holding on to hope. No point. Even if they didn't find enough of him to declare him dead, he's gone. Still, the Navy'll tie it up in red tape, drag it out as long as they can to avoid paying survivor benefits. I hear he had an in to DevGru. Guy went down before he got a chance to snag an elite spot. Poseidon is the real elite. He didn't get a shot at that either. Yeah, totally crap if you ask me."
All excellent points. Conversation floated around him as Diego kicked back in the corner. Boots propped on the table and his chair tilted back, he considered his next shot of whiskey.
"You'd think I'd be drunk by now," he said, the words slurring in his ears.
"Dude, you are shit-faced," Lansky corrected, his bloodshot eyes as round as dinner plates.
"Yeah?"
Not sure why he didn't trust Lansky's words. After all, the guy spent half his time drinking. Diego looked towards Savino.
"You think I'm drunk?"
"I think Lansky might be a few ahead of you, but you're well on your way."
"I'd better catch up then."
"Yo, Torres, there's a pool table back here. I figure you being three sheets to the wind is the best chance I've got to beat you."
Diego pulled his eyes off his glass to look at Aaron Ward. He tried to return the guy's smile, but he found he could only shake his head.
"You go ahead. It'll take another 50.